equivalency. I once heard Carly Fiorina say, "There is no moral equivalency." And she said it with a great deal of conviction. I still haven't quite got what she meant by that. Maybe she was equating the belief in moral equivalence with the belief in the existence of Santa Claus. Obviously, the concept of moral equivalency exists, or she wouldn't have been able to say the words moral equivalency. Not only do I think that moral equivalency exists, I think it is widely recognized as necessary for a tranquil and productive social order. Moral equivalency is a fundamental belief of most religions. It can be stated in many different ways. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What goes around comes around. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Monkey see, monkey do. All people are created equal. Chattel slavery was an authoritarian institution that was abandoned because of its very negative effects on social tranquility. Of course, we still have many other forms of slavery. Wage slavery, debt slavery, tax slavery, incarceration, and so forth. To achieve a truly tranquil society, we need to get rid of those barbarous relics. Authoritarians hate the concept of moral equivalency when it interferes with their criminal activities. But you will find an abundance of statements based on moral equivalency in their propaganda. Saying that you oppose moral equivalency is logically and morally equivalent to saying that you are a hypocrite. Hypocrisy is not popular. When people say the word hypocrite, they usually say it with a negative twist. If someone describes you as a hypocrite, you are likely to take it as an insult. So why would a politician who apparently wants to be popular try to sell hypocrisy as public policy? I guess she was running for the position of hypocrite in chief. Authoritarian democracy, as practiced in the USA today, is most certainly an exercise in industrial strength hypocrisy. Perhaps Perhaps Carly's popularity with the ruling classes was more important to her than her popularity with the masses. Those who are not popular with the ruling classes tend not to get a serious chance at becoming president of the United States. Ron Paul, Ralph Nader, Ross Perot, and many other candidates have been popular with the masses, but not so much with the 1%. All of these candidates had way too much moral equivalency. If you see a lion sitting in a jungle as a dangerous predator, and you see another lion in an open field as cute and cuddly, how does that enhance your chance of survival? Seeing armed robbery by citizens is forbidden, but it is okay when it is done by the state. That's fully as much of a survival threat as not recognizing that lions are dangerous wherever they are. Robbery is robbery. All forms of robbery should be vigorously discouraged. By eliminating taxation, we could eliminate 99% of all the armed robberies on the planet. If we can eliminate taxation on planet Earth, that will eliminate war. We can continue to argue about which form of authoritarian craziness we're going to support. Or we can concentrate on the question of whether we need any authoritarian institutions at all. Authoritarianism is a deeply flawed basis for a rational society. Authoritarianism harms both the 1% and the 99%. We can say no to authoritarianism and yes to peace and prosperity. Freedom works for everyone. Slavery sucks for everyone.